Welcome in to DC On Screen, a podcast about the DC Universe properties being brought to film and television. I am your host, David C. Robertson, and this is my co-host, Jason.
Hello.
So, we're going to be talking about and getting, no pun intended, super spoilery on Supergirl 104, How Does She Do It? And I'm going to guess the answer to that is with bad CGI up front.
Yeah, it was.
When she's flying around, that drone looks bad. She and the drone look really bad.
I know, and it was disappointing because I thought they've done a great job so far with the effects, and that one didn't quite live up to it on me.
Yeah.
Can I stop, though, and say that out of the probably hundreds of times I've heard you say, no pun intended, every single time in my head I'm like, you fucking liar.
Well, I said super spoilery on the Gotham as well, so it really wasn't intended. I just realized before I said it and wanted to point out, there's no way you can say no pun intended before you actually say it and actually, you know, not be lying.
It's just
except that it wasn't intended.
Our love of punnery is too grand.
Well, it's always a lot of pun.
Fun times, yeah.
Yeah, then again, it's all pun and games until someone gets hurt.
I'm not going to go down that road with you. I can't.
So, one of the best lines I've found in all of DC TV. Uh-huh. Cat grunts, get me a salad for lunch. I don't care what kind. Just make sure it has a cheeseburger on top.
Right. And specifying later, rare. And I thought, good for you. Yeah.
Right. Oh. And we got a weird little description of Lois Lane in this episode. I believe the quote was, cute little freckled button nose.
Right. That obviously Cat wants to punch her directly in.
Yeah. And oddly does not match her sister. Her sister does not look like she would have a freckled sister.
Right. I know. It's
kind of odd.
It didn't completely fit, but
yeah, I just assume,
like, everyone has freckles to some extent, and even if you don't have a lot of them, sometimes you can have them. You may have like two or three somewhere else. I'm just assuming that in this world, like, Lois's freckle, one of the three on her body, maybe, is just like right on the end of the nose.
Right
there.
Those weren't freckles, Cat. Those were scabs from Superman's heat vision. Sometimes things get a little passionate.
She made meatloaf again.
The old eyes get a little red.
He's trying not to show how angry he was about the meatloaf, but he gets out of hand sometimes.
That's funny. I was thinking about them having sex, and you're thinking about them fighting over meatloaf.
Meatloaf's worth fighting over. Sex? Meatloaf, though.
That might be a good point.
That's completely not fair to Meatloaf.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I forgot.
I'm going to move on. Yes, we're talking about Supergirl.
Okay. Let's do Supergirl then.
Yeah. So this episode's weird because it feels weird because obviously we've already gotten 105 because they switched the dates on us.
Yeah.
And
I thought the subtitle should be, we're not out of order, you're out of order.
Right. And it might be. That's kind of funny.
You're going to leave that one around?
I might.
All right. I made the headline. Yay!
I feel like it should be like in a courtroom or something. Like, well, someone
screams, that was the context.
I'm not out of order. You're out of order. Yeah. All right. Good. Good. We're on the same page then. Can we talk about Supergirl?
Finally. God, when are you going to get around to that? Jesus, Dave. Just dragging this show down.
And now we don't have to worry about listeners, so we can just do whatever we want.
I'm going to spend an hour describing my favorite shirt. Fiber
for
fiber.
It's got a few loose threads, but.
Like this conversation.
And a pit stain right above the nipple, and I don't know how that happened. Oh, I think that's mustard. Anyway, so I kind of laughed when they did the time after time cover while Lucy and James were talking.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
That was, like, the whole Lucy James thing was something I was really, really not looking forward to since we watched 105, and I'm like, oh, they're together? Oh, next episode we're going to have to deal with Hal.
Right.
And we did.
You did have to deal with Hal, and it is kind of annoying because, you know, I don't really know if I like her yet. But, you know, the crazy part? It's not even like that. My instinct of, like, well, I don't know if I like her yet. It's like you have a friend that's just started to date a new girl. And you're like, yeah. You gonna hurt my boy? Like, it's more like that. It really is. I feel like she's hurt. I like Jimmy. James. I'm sorry, James. Didn't mean
but
to call
she
you
still
that.
Calls him Jimmy, so I'm okay with that.
Right. I really, I like the guy. Moved all the way to another city to get out of this this little heartbreak zone. So, come on, man. Don't chase him down. Give him his space.
See, I'm in this weird position where, like, I am kind of, like, getting sucked into the fangirl of it all. Because, or should I say, that might not be fair. Maybe I should say that getting sucked into the CW of it all, even though it's not on CW. Because I kind of feel like, no, but what about Kara? And then I kind of, like, step back and go, but no, wait, about what about Wynn? And then I'm like, well, no, Wynn's got to be a bad guy.
Well, yeah, yeah, here's the
thing. Yeah, what about Kara?
I don't want Kara to end up, like, I always do this. I know it's me. I really do. But it's like I don't want her to date anybody because it'll distract her from going out and flying around.
Right.
I always am like that, though, with all of these shows when they're like, oh, we're going to do a romantic story arc. I'm like, fuck you. Show me somebody in a cape. I don't care about that. So I'm having the same problem. And the same time, I'm thinking, all right, man, you going to hurt my boy Jim's here? Because I like him. And on the other hand, I'm thinking, okay, but you might also distract. Yeah, no, I could deal with this. I could deal with this. But don't hurt him anyway.
Look, I'm not worried about distractions, because at the end of the day, if we're just showing people fighting, I don't care. I do not care.
Right.
I am all for the romantic relationship as long as they do it well. And I want to actually see real choices, real growth in these characters because of these romantic relationships. I want to see what these romantic relationships bring to these characters and how it develops them. That's what I want to see. I want to see how they fight differently because there were different people.
Right.
Like, there's a whole reason behind this. And, you know, if you want to get bitchy with me on that, I mean, I can point to Buffy.
You can clearly make it work.
Or hell, even Firefly. I mean, they weren't even officially together, but look at how much Inara changed Mal on Firefly.
Right.
Just his tactics alone were, I mean, as he puts it, you know, what was it? You spin me about? Well, hell yeah.
I mean, look, they kind of did this, though. Like, you remember watching 105 and thinking, mm-hmm. Oh, man, they're pretty together for that happened fast. And I wondered if it was going to be something, you know, stupid or cheap, but it was, at least it was, you know, come on, he did run towards an active bomb.
Yeah, and it was a decision that he made unbegrudgingly, which, I mean, maybe begrudgingly, but at the end of the day, he made the choice, and he said, well, I'll always come toward the bomb, because you're there, whatever.
Right. I did like that she stopped, she actually stopped. Why would you run towards a bomb? Okay.
But what I liked about that is she's like, why would you run towards a bomb? He's like, because you're there. And that's kind of a perfect analogy. Like, he knows it's going to be a bad relationship. He knows it's going to blow up on him, but she's there. He has to.
Right. Right. I mean,
that was kind of fun.
I don't want to say we've all been there, because maybe someone has avoided it, but come on. A lot of us have been there, right?
I'm incredibly lucky that, you know, I think all but one of the girls I've dated, I think, have just been like, nope, don't want to be your friend, don't want to keep, you know, hashing over this.
Y'all just, you part, so, it's over, everyone went their separate ways.
Yeah, like, no one showed up at my job, no one.
Right. No real drama.
Yeah, yeah, except for that one girl who I, broke up with, and then she called me 2 weeks later and told me that we were breaking up, and I was like, what's happening? Yeah. Is this the Twilight Zone?
And you're like, wow, that's really hard to hear. Okay.
As I'm like sipping on a Frosty.
Right.
You know? Like casually sipping, like, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
But, you know, when we look back at 105, though, it seems kind of weird and obvious that Jimmy's not as into the relationship as he seems like he is here. So it takes him exactly one episode in the narrative to be like, yeah, I'm going out of town. Stupid Lucy.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you need anything.
That's doable, though. Like, come on. I mean, there are people that I've parted ways with in my life that I'd be okay with never seeing them for the rest of my life, but if their life was in danger, I'd probably still stupidly try to do something about it.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, that's not completely out of bounds for me.
Well, that's fine, but, you know, I'm just saying it seems a little weird that he makes this big romantic show of, like, running towards her and trying to save her. That's fine, but then, like, they're getting back together because he always comes back to her. One episode later, though, he's kind of acting like a dick to his friends about it. Like, yeah, I mean, not really, but still going, you know, I don't really want to be here on this Thanksgiving trip with Lucy, but if you guys need anything, just call me.
I think that was supposed to play a little bit differently. Like, we were supposed to see him all smiley after, you know, the big... And I suppose it's not necessarily a romantic gesture. It only is in retrospect. It's just a gesture. He just thought it was the right thing to do, so he did it. Great. But then I think it might have played differently if we'd really seen that. And then on the next episode, we see that he's out of town with her, and he still calls Kara just to talk to his friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to kind of look and go, oh, really? You had to call her, huh? I see what you're doing, buddy.
Yeah, I still feel like they're kind of playing it more or less like a burden. Like something that he knows he's not supposed to be doing. Hence the, there's a bomb, and you're there, you know, line. Like he knows it's a bad idea, but he's going to do it anyway.
Thought it was a little bit of a little subtle writer foreshadowing there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can see it both ways, where it's just like bad because it seems like he did something really romantic and now he's already kind of annoyed by her. But also kind of clever. I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I don't know. What did you guys think? What did you guys think out there in listener land? I don't know. Leave us a comment and tell me if I'm which opinion that I have is right.
Work over the whole third one that makes both of his opinions look like crap. Go for it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, Scott Madison. I know you have this in you.
I think you can do it. Now, let's get down to some real talk. Ready?
All right.
What
sure.
The fuck is Hank?
I think he's a robot still.
I want to say Cyborg?
Yeah. I mean, Cyborg Superman, as far as I'm concerned.
I know, but I just, so far he feels more like Metallo. Is that fair at all?
No. Yeah. I mean, if he's Metallo.
No, I mean, I know he's got to be who he is. I don't think it's sneaky like that. I don't know what to do with Hank yet. I don't know what Cyborg Superman's really supposed to be for me yet. So I don't know.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I keep reading fan theories and stuff that he's Martian Manhunter.
And don't get me wrong, that'd be a lot of fun. Whole lot of fun. Mostly because I would just give anything to see a live Martian Manhunter. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot more simple than that. He's just going to be Hank.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be Cyborg Superman, essentially.
It's not like he's displayed some magical power. But that's the other part. It's like the scene with more red eyes. By the way, in case you were watching and playing on your phone this whole season and kind of like distractedly watching the show in the background, the show gives mm-hmm. you like 7 seconds to look at his eyes and think, oh no, what's this? Can't miss it anymore. But I don't know exactly what he was doing with the inside of that. Like, was it his cyborg maybe hand just kind of like talking to the electronics, or did he really just squeeze the little heart out of the poor bastard? Or I don't know exactly how he diffused it. And
I don't know.
He crumples up the metal to get under there, and then he almost like smooths it right back, because it doesn't look like it has crumpled metal on any side, and it can't, because he'd have to explain, what tool did you use to do that?
Oh, it's probably nanobots, nanotechnology.
Yeah, blame the nanobots.
Well, sure. I mean, he's a cyborg. I mean, he's a dude that saved his consciousness inside of a computer.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, he travels around in computers and shit. I mean, I don't see why he couldn't just like, you know, squeeze a finger and have some nanobots, like, you know, come out just like a damn tube of toothpaste.
So we have your guess then is slightly immortal singularity doubling as nanobot cyborg.
Sure. He doesn't look any older than he does in the flashbacks.
Not one bit, but I assume that was more just a lack of time.
I mean, they went out of their way to make Helen Slater look younger in the flashbacks. They didn't him.
That is true. But Dean Cain didn't look any younger or older.
Just more bloated. Slightly. But he's dead and not in the future, in the current present timeline, so they didn't have to make him look younger or older.
Mm, good point. Yeah.
And also, he's younger than
in flashbacks. Yeah, I haven't had to see him age at all.
He's younger than Helen Slater anyway. So,
oh yeah,
I think, or at the very least, he looks younger than Helen Slater.
I don't know. I'm not doing another.
He looks younger than Helen Slater.
I think he is.
So anyway,
did you like Cate Grant's kid?
Yeah. I kind of did. I kind of liked him.
He's charming. I wouldn't mind seeing him back.
Yeah, he was a cool little kid.
I kind of thought
not at all annoying.
As soon as he gets on the elevator, he's very happy with with Supergirl. As soon as he gets on the elevator, though, I thought Kat was going to turn around and actually physically assault her.
So, did I miss something, or did she just learn how to do freeze breath off screen?
She must have. She just must have.
Because she's doing the freeze breath with the fire at the, what's his face? Maxwell Lord, sorry, at his
one of his buildings, and he...
Yeah. Oh, man. Maxwell Lord was actually a lot of fun this episode.
He was.
That's kind of the big reveal. He's basically the Lex of the show now at this point.
Yeah, and I remember someone actually saying, oh, he's not going to be the Lex of the show. I could swear that was in... I'm not even going to bother searching mentally for the citation. I never get that shit right. But someone, somewhere, had already pitched like, no, he's not going to be the Lex Luthor. Yeah, he's the Lex Luthor. He is. He's the Lex Luthor of the show.
Kind of Lex Luthor, yeah.
That's what's happening.
A little bit.
But I'm okay with that.
Hate to break it to you, Greg Berlanti, but he's a little bit of the Luthor.
I really, like, I thought I was going to do this. I suspected at least as much. He was going to take some getting used to. And yeah, about the end of this episode, I'm thinking, all right, I dig it. Let's do it. Bring him.
Oh, I was digging it.
I'll make a fine bad guy. Like, bring it on.
You know what? He just blew up a whole bunch of his own shit and killed a bunch of people. Right. So, or at least, at the very least, put him in danger, you know? So, okay. He's just testing Supergirl. I'm down with that. That's cool.
Yeah, and I meant to...
Let's do that.
I meant to, like, list out what he was testing. I was just kind of curious, because it just went over all of... He's like, I tested your speed, I tested your strength, I tested this, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, he's just getting a full dossier on metrics of what she's capable of doing.
Yeah. And by the way, back to Henshaw's red eyes. Mm-hmm. Kara saw those red eyes.
Did she?
She's actually privy to the red eyes, yeah.
I missed that. When did she see them?
When she was hurt and she's in that little medical chamber or something, and they're doing scans on her, like... She wakes up and looks over and, like, she sees Henshaw looking back toward her and his eyes are glowing, but he's not looking directly at her. He's looking at something else in her general direction, but she can see his eyes glowing red.
Hmm.
Yep.
Does she have a look on her face? Does the show acknowledge that she's
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be a thing to bring up later. Mm-hmm. Now I'm worried that apparently that happened and then a whole episode happened later that we never, where it never got brought up. in production order. Maybe they did cut something after all. Maybe it was something like that.
Well, they already don't trust him. That happened a few episodes ago. So
yeah, they're just adding to the pile. She's just learning that she can't trust anybody at this point. Poor girl.
Yeah.
God, she's just so optimistic.
By the way, I love this line from her sister. You spend more time in the friend zone than the phantom zone.
Yeah, that was a good bit. And great advice, by the way. Great advice.
Yeah, kind of.
No, I mean it's a good way to stay out of the friend zone. Don't let people talk to you about the people they're involved with, because they'll put you in the category of people they can talk to and not people they can be involved with. It's actually pretty decent psychology.
Did it seem like that was actually foreshadowing for her own storyline, perhaps one with her and Maxwell Lord?
Possibly.
I mean, they seem pretty friendly in that lab.
Possibly, yeah. I liked their scenes. I really did. I liked her going back, like, really getting to show off just how damn clever Carol Danvers is. I genuinely educated motherfucker right there. And I really liked that one line Maxwell Lord had, where I kind of thought it was one of the first, along the line of me deciding I liked this guy, was she says, I'm sorry about this, almost flippantly, but they're perfunctorily even, just says she's sorry about what happened to his parents, and he kind of stops, pauses almost, and says, that's the first apology the government's ever given me.
Yeah. Also, I really liked, you're a man of logic, Max, and he says, I'm also an orphan. We don't get over things easily. That was great.
And he's like, backstory, oh. Backstory, backstory.
Is it bad that the show Supergirl reminds me of Lois and Clark more than Smallville?
I don't know. I've never watched the one, and I don't remember the other one well enough. So I cannot give you any useful answer.
All right, listeners, let me know by by replying on Facebook or something, or email, whatever, Twitter. We're there.
They will
find you. Let me know if that's a good or a bad thing. I need you now.
Or just agree with me that it's not around.
Jason doesn't know. So, I liked that Lucy left because Jimmy prioritized Superman. it felt very Anya and Xander to me.
It did. Well, that was a fun little twist, though. Was you know, if you're the viewer here and you're following the story of how the breakup happened, he's pitching his side. She was into her work and blah blah blah, and she has an absolutely great retort. You know, with like, no, it's Superman always came first. And on the one hand, you know, she you have to sympathize with her. Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks to always be second to somebody that's supposed to be that important to you. Same time, Superman. So, you know, come on.
Right.
I just have to sympathize with him in that whole, like, how do you not answer the call? It's the big blue boy's guy. Like, he's calling your mortal ass to come help save the world. Fuck yeah, you got to answer that call, right? Doesn't mean you don't get in trouble for missing dinner. You got to deal with shit,
and yet
too.
Jimmy is the one with the watch that calls Superman.
Right?
Did we not talk about how Jimmy is so buff in this universe that Superman would be calling his ass for help? I think we did.
We mentioned that. Something about his abs. I'm not sure. We ranted for a while.
His abs sense is tingling. Right. His abdominal sense is tingling. Something like that, yeah. He grew another muscle on his back that means troubles afoot.
Something around that area.
Oh. I love when Carter says, "When you're getting killed," in reference to the video game. And when looking at Kara, goes, "Every day, kid."
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I also like it when always providing good comedy for me on this show. Pop Sin's like, "Yeah, I do this all the time. First time I've ever done this in your mom's office."
Yeah.
You've already talked about this. Like, you don't want to really see him be a villain because then you might not get to see as much of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I really can. I can dig you on that one.
I like it. I already feel like we don't have enough of him. But, I mean, you know, nothing would make me happier as if they just turned his name into a verb and we got a hashtag winning all over again. But this time with him.
Right.
Instead of that idiot Sheen.
Right.
I apologize for anyone out there who likes Charlie Sheen. I can't abide his stupidity. So.
He was on a Chuck Lorre show. You have no sympathy from us.
Oh, so many things I could say, but I won't.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I've got on this episode of Supergirl. Did you have anything else?
No, I didn't. Does it seem like it was a little bit of a... It's by its nature just nothing more than a bottle episode because you kind of... You know, we've already seen the episode that comes after it, so you're kind of like, all right, cool. Well, I'm through that. On to next week.
See, I think... It would have been a bigger show. It would have been a bigger episode if we'd gotten it in order. And, actually, after seeing it, at no point, like, I get it and everything, but at no point did I sit there and go, like, oh, well, yeah, clearly this is why they didn't air this because of the... No, I didn't ever feel like that. I never felt like that. But then again, I'm one who very... Like, I don't understand censorship in that way, where I'm just like, well, yeah, bad things happen in the world every day. Like, so many people get shot, and it's just like a normal, you know, crime, normal street crime or whatever.
Right.
But we still have TV shows with people running around gunning down everyone. So, I've never understood the whole, like, oh, well, this happened, let's not air this thing because we mentioned it. I've never understood that. I understand why they felt like they needed to do it. But honestly, I would just, like, I felt like this was a bigger episode, and if we had not seen the next episode already, it would have seemed bigger because it was really, like, right out in the open. Here's Maxwell Lord doing something really egregious.
Right.
And, like, he's basically being Mr. Glass from Unbreakable or some shit.
Right.
I felt like, yeah, it kind of hurt the...
The narrative at least flow slightly.
It hurt the narrative flow, and more than anything, I could understand if they did it... If they switched the airings in, you know, Europe or something. But here, I don't really see why.
I don't think they air at the same time over there, specifically.
Yeah, I don't think so either anyway. So, I didn't really get it, but...
Hey, it's one of the many things where I don't have that response myself, but I defer to the numbers on it. If it's important enough to other people, sure, let's switch the episodes, whatever.
This is sort of why, like, I'm just like, let's just not do this at all. And just drop them all at once like Mike Marvel's doing with Netflix. Like, I love that system of just dropping everything at once like on Netflix.
It kills. It really kills.
Like, I just think now, it's they a
don't
great...
have. I don't think they have the business structure to be able to pull it off, though, because you can afford to drop a show on Netflix and make a little less money when you're actually making those that many movies and making, you know, Mad mm-hmm. Boss money, I think it's technically mm-hmm. called. Whereas, on you know, they've got, it's a TV universe that they're building separately than, they've got the movies, but the money's not there yet, and they're not including it in the story universe yet, so you kind of, they can't make the money yet. The business isn't set up that way.
Yeah.
Will be by the time Barry's done, but whatever. Foreshadowing!
Yeah. So, God. Yeah. I actually am looking forward to more Maxwell Lord. I'm looking forward to him being the villain here. And yep.
I'm still on board. And there's one, was it two? Yeah, we got two more shows before the, by the time this pops out, it'll be one more show. But you got the 30th and the 7th. Were the, mm-hmm. the two shows that we haven't yet talked about. So two more before they hit the fall break, and then they're coming back when? Oh, God, it's forever.
Is it forever, Jason?
It's forever from now. Actually, that's why it's forever from now. I've scrolled down a few months. They don't have a date yet.
Ooh.
That's why.
Well, I think they're still
wondering if they're going to order the back 9 episodes. Is that what we're waiting on?
They actually did. Like, I was going to mention in the news episode, but, and I still will, I guess, but they did order a full season of Supergirl officially, mm-hmm. like yesterday.
Okay.
But they did not order the back 9. They picked it up for 7 more episodes, giving it a 20 episode first season. So not a huge vote of confidence, honestly. I think.
No, I mean,
hopefully that just means that it's not 9 because the show is so very expensive to produce.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the expense and a little bit of they marketed the fuck out of it. And mm-hmm. it got a later start than a lot of things. Remember, it didn't start until mm-hmm. very, very late October. So
right.
missing three like your average season is 22. Going down to 20 and being short on the start on the front end, really not that mm-hmm. scary, I don't think.
Yeah. So, you know, I you know, trying to keep that in mind. But I was expecting it to be 9 if they picked it up for more. And it was 7. So that was a little weird. But it makes sense with the budget and how late it started, sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lack of... I mean, if it is, it's not such a glaring lack of confidence that I can be sure about it.
Right. It's a whole hell of a lot more than Constantine ever got, right?
Damn straight.
Alrighty. Well, so when is the next Supergirl?
TBD, man. TBD. The next one that airs, it's, airing now. We record these on...
Right.
Different days, but for us it's the 30th and it's airing right now, and mm-hmm. we'll be back with that next week, and then the 7th is your fall finale, which is now, I guess, officially gotcha. A fall finale and not a season finale, so.
Gotcha.
Yay!
Gotcha. Alrighty. So, we are DC On Screen. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. If you want to help us keep producing this show, go check us out on iTunes and Stitcher and give us 5-star ratings and good reviews. That really helps us out with algorithms and standing and whatnot. And we're also on DCOnScreen.com. You can find every episode and show notes. If you're interested in a similar podcast for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, go check out our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall over at the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. They are quickly wrapping up their coverage of Jessica Jones over on Netflix, which is Jason and I have both been a part of that experience and
wonderful time.
We've guested on the show. Had a great time. Fun time. Those guys are awesome. So we're going to do a news episode now. So that should be up at any time if you're listening to this. It might already be up. It'll have to be a surprise. We're going to talk about the Batman vs. Superman stuff and the teaser that ran on Gotham tonight and a whole bunch of other stuff, including the Legends of Tomorrow trailer. So, man, so much stuff.
Everything you needed answered and so many more things you didn't.
Until more stuff that we... come to talk about and you listen to. I'm gonna stop. Keep some TC on your screen.